This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Right, king of the corny puns.
Me?
You're the king of the corny puns.
I refer to them as funny. Funny puns, not corny.
Yeah. I think you should, for Christmas, you're definitely going to do one.
He's not definitely anything.
Oh, he's
definitely doing it. Hi, this is Michael Thompson wishing you all a Merry Christmas.
That's all you need.
That's all I need?
It's done.
I don't have to go into some preachy sermon.
And then
after
just say,
that.
Here on 710 ESPN. That's it.
Okay.
That's all you need.
I could do that.
That's all you need. That's not cool.
I do wish people to be happy Christmas and a healthy Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go into all that preachy stuff like you and Kaplan did. Oh, we wish you the best.
No, now, don't put me in the same category as Kaplan. I just read the words as they were written.
Oh, you read them? Wasn't it from the heart?
No, Kaplan made up this whole BS.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
my goodness. It's like
we
are the world.
You know, right?
You should have started singing We Are the World.
I know what it is because I was the one that recorded them for him, but it was cute.
Bergman, do you have it?
We are the world.
Listen to Kaplan's.
Oh, I have yours. Sorry, I have yours.
Oh, you have mine. So mine is pretty straight up generic.
Right, let's say yours.
Hey, it's Mason. Want to take a minute to wish all of you guys, our amazing listeners, a really happy Thanksgiving weekend this year. We wouldn't be able to do what we do for 17 years now if it weren't for all of you guys and your support. So, speaking for John Ireland, we are among the things we're most grateful for is all of you who listen every day. Have a wonderful holiday weekend, and we will talk to you Monday, 1 o'clock on 710 ESPN.
No, I don't find that to be corny.
See, that's phony.
No, it's not phony.
Yeah.
You go outside and you tell the listeners don't talk to you as you walk to your car.
My ass, that is not me.
He says, hey, big shooter.
Yeah.
Hey, high roller.
That is not me.
Hi, Steve, how you doing?
Hey,
Bergman,
man.
Bergman, is that me? Who went to Downey and schmoozed with
and
everybody?
And then left early.
Who didn't
that
go
that was
to,
on the clock. Who, off the clock. You don't want to deal with nobody.
Who didn't go to Bastard's Canteen?
Nobody else.
And schmooze with everybody.
So Donnelly
had a game. Michael and I had a game.
Yeah, we had a game that night.
Really,
Ireland couldn't make it. See, but you're on the clock then. You got to be nice to people. But
I'm
off the
always
clock,
nice to
man,
people.
You just walk to your car with your head down with blinders on. People, hey, Steve.
That is absolutely
all you do is grunt at
untrue.
Like, Larry David.
I'll be at the Rams game on Sunday. People come. I forget my section now, but you can come up and I'll buy you a beer.
Oh, I'm going to be at that game. I may take you up on that.
Okay, I'll buy you a beer, Ireland. I'll buy you a Michelada. Do you like a good Michelada?
Well, he's your coworker. Yeah. You won't buy a fan a beer.
No, he would, actually. Any fan
he
who
would.
Wants a beer.
He did. Yeah. At the Dodger game, there was a guy that was actually really handsome, by the way, and is
cash. Trolling.
He had cash. They're like, no, we're only accepting card, and he was doing a bunch of things, and Mason's like, I got it. Like, don't worry about it. I got it.
Wow. So, yeah. A moment of weakness.
Not a moment of weakness. A moment of decency that I have all the time. All the time. Laura, who brought you to the Dodger game?
You did,
Thank
Mace.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that's because you wanted to look good next to Laura. That's all.
All right, so I want to ask you guys something. We're getting ready for Lakers-Clippers tonight. So I came across this thing, and you tell me, and by the way, lie of the day, don't forget, lie of the day at 3:30 today. Have I lied? Have I?
I forgot it was your lie.
It is my lie.
I didn't catch anything, but... I think you probably have lied.
Yeah, I've lied repeatedly. 4-pack of tickets to the Ski Dazzle and Snowboard Show at the LA Convention Center and a much-coveted Vote for Jorge t-shirt,
Lord.
If you can identify my lie today. Oh. So, I came across this, that Twitter data was analyzed by betonline.ag, whoever the hell that is. They analyzed Twitter data over the last month to see which NBA fans whine the most about officiating. And the Lakers topped the list by a long shot.
The Laker fans.
Laker fans. The study tracked negative tweets about NBA officiating in regards to each NBA team. For example, all tweets about the Lakers that also included phrases like bad call, horrible call, awful refs, bad officiating, horrible refs. The Lakers led the league. The Knicks were second, followed by the Nets, Bulls, and Warriors.
Here's why that's misleading, I would think, is that there are more Laker fans than anybody else. The Lakers have more social media followers than almost every other team combined. So it seems like if most of the country are Laker fans, then of course they would lead the league in almost everything, in praise, in complaints, in everything, because there's more of us.
Although, I'll tell you what, this is one of my great pet peeves in all of sports, is the way NBA players whine about calls.
Yeah, I agree.
It is honestly out of control.
It's annoying.
Take your foul and just...
Even when they foul, they still complain.
Oh, still complain.
It's like, geez, just shut up and play.
Yeah, I mean, do you think, Michael, that there should be some sort of infraction for guys that whine too much?
No, I just think
they would stop whining right away if they knew they were going to get a foul for whining. Don't you think they would stop whining?
I don't think so. They'll still risk the technical foul and everything, so it won't stop them.
So annoying. The two most annoying things about NBA basketball are whining players when it comes to fouls.
Yep.
And the last 2 minutes of the game, which last for about 45 minutes.
You're so right.
The last two minutes of the game are interminable.
I know. These stupid reviews. Every time a ball goes out of bounds, the referee's got to circle his finger. I'm not sure about my call. Let me go look at it. Then they take 10 minutes.
Correct.
If they took 24 seconds, you wouldn't mind so much.
And then they look through the plexiglass and they say what we knew
right
10 minutes ago.
Exactly.
Why is that, Ira? What is the story? Why does it take... And this is in all sports.
Mm-hmm. Football, too.
Football, too. Why does it take so long for them to reach a conclusion when if they were just watching Channel 11 like I am, they would have seen that he was out of bounds?
Because they're obsessed with making sure they get it right. Michael normally identifies what the call is in the first 10 seconds.
I listen, and Michael always knows. Loose ball foul.
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes later, they'll come back and say exactly what Michael said 10 seconds in. I think it's because they don't want to stop the game, shut it down, and then get it wrong. They're obsessed.
Jeez, did we survive 20 years ago in the Showtime era when we just went with the call, whatever
Michael,
it was?
Michael has completely brought me around to this side of things. I no longer even want replay.
I've never wanted
it. If you
want
to put it in the last 2 minutes of a game,
that's
go
it.
I don't think there should be replay at all.
Maybe the
call
last
on
minute.
The floor, man. Call on the floor.
Yeah, we survived that era, and we were just fine. We went whether the call went with us or against us. We'd adjust. Good grief. Games take forever now.
Yeah, I'm with Michael. I don't understand why. I would get rid of it.
But you're right, though. The whining about every call.
Oh, my God. It's like, stop already. Please. And we've got guys who do it. We don't have to say
every team does it.
Every team.
It's too
just
much.
Just whining. Yeah. Whining. Just move on.
Like I said, even when they hack a guy, they look at, who, me, what?
And by the way, and then you look at it in replay, you're like, that's a foul, dude.
Right? Yeah.
You fouled him.
God, if you play basketball, you know when you foul somebody. Just accept it when they call it. Jeez.
All right. Coming up next for you, I am going to go to Vegas soon.
Ooh. For pleasure or business?
For pleasure.
Ooh, how much money are you taking? You got a lot.
I will take enough to play poker. That's it.
What's your limit?
That's my a grand.
$1,000?
$1,000.
Either lose $1,000 and you're done.
Yeah, right. In other words, if I lose $1,000, I'm expecting to lose the $1,000. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Okay.
This is $1,000 I have to play with.
Right.
But there's a show I want to see, and I want to see if you guys are into it or not.
Thunder Down Under?
No. Michael, don't be so stereotypical.
I want to see that. I love those guys'
physiques.
Yeah,
Michael would want to go to that.
Michael
so
would want to go see Thunder Down Under.
Yeah, he loves male physiques.
Oh, when I go to Vegas, I see those guys up on that billboard. I'm so envious. Are you kidding me? What, every male wants to look like that. Right, Laura?
I mean, I want my male to look
there
like
you
that.
Go. Yeah. See?
But I want to know if this is a show you'll see. I'll explain it coming up next for you. Mesa and Ireland. This is not just any... Friday, by the way. This is not just any Friday. It's an effing Friday.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are your mega show. We are your mega show. in our mega block on our mega station.
Mega.
All-purpose word, Michael. Michael Thompson's hanging out. John Ireland is here. Mason and Ireland show. We're into the Christmas music now.
And Who's this? Who's singing?
Do you know who's singing?
I mean, I know because it's on here.
Oh, so who is
it? All right. Turn it up, Laura.
Let's hear it.
Pentatonix? Yeah. The Boss knew. I don't know this song.
Britney.
No.
Free Britney.
That is Celine Dion.
It is no. Karen Carpenter.
No.
No.
Who is it?
Loretta Lynn.
Loretta Lynn. What year is it, Michael?
Hey, she's still relevant.
Pentatonix.
It's who?
Pentatonix.
Oh, it's Pentatonix. Now, okay, so Michael, listen to this. Mm-hmm. There are no instruments in this song. Like the guy's actually doing drums.
Really?
Yeah. There are no. See how it sounds like there's music?
Yeah. Well, who's doing that boom, boom, boom stuff?
It's people singing.
It's an a cappella band.
That's
yeah.
So good. It's really good.
Yeah. All right. Are we? Tori's here. Oh, joining us right now, ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready for Rams this weekend, Rams versus Jaguars, is the great, the legendary Tori Holt. Tori, thanks for coming on. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, man. I'm hanging in there, bro. Just left from having an opportunity to watch the football team practice as they, the LA Rams, as they prepare for Sunday against the Jaguars team and a football team in the Rams, man. That you can sense the urgency and chatter that they want to win and they're working at that to try to get that done on Sunday. So that's what I saw today. It was cool.
All right, Tori, you we'll talk about you should be in the Hall of Fame, but you played with a Hall of Fame quarterback, Kurt Warner. Right now, Matthew Stafford is struggling. He's throwing a lot of interceptions. He's missing open receivers. You don't always want to blame the quarterback, but when you watch a game, you see things that we don't. What do you think's going on with Stafford?
Yeah, I just think he's just, just not playing well. And it's you know, the opportunities for him to complete the football have been there. You talk about some of the errant throws. He certainly had that. Hadn't had that all. That's going to happen. Guys go in slumps. Teams go into slumps. Things don't always go the right way. And I think that's what you're seeing with the LA Rams, and particularly with Matthew Stafford. I don't mind the pick six. Look, I played with a football team in the greatest show on turf. We threw the ball enough, we was going to throw interceptions. What bothers me and what has hurt this football team is the pick six is what happened.
Right.
When you turn it over and the team is able to score points, that's allowing teams, giving them an opportunity to get up one or two scores on you. And that's kind of, in my opinion, when I watched the football team over the last 3 weeks, that has plagued the LA Rams. So minimizing those interceptions is going to be key for Stafford going forward. He knows it. He doesn't want to turn the football over, but sure. he hasn't played greatly.
Yeah, it's been a disaster. Well, it's been a disaster, Tori. Let me ask you this. Did Kurt Warner ever have three consecutive games as bad as Matthew Stafford has had here?
I don't know if it was three consecutive games, but he had some bad games. He had his fair share, that's for sure. And again, it happens, and Kurt's a Hall of Fame quarterback. And you can ask all the Hall of Famers that play this game. You play long enough, you're going to go through a stint like this. And I think it's more so them not doing their job well enough than it is anything else. So they got another opportunity on Sunday to play to correct their wrongs. And I think this football team can. One of the things that I was liking early on in the season when they were winning, before the losing streak, is how balanced up they were. Now, Hendo wasn't only – he was only getting maybe 17 carries, but they were effective runs. That was balance off that. That was play action. There was different things that was happening within the offense where you saw the Rams have success. So I think with the new chemistry that's happening with Odell Beckham on the roster, had an opportunity to talk to Odell today. He's super excited. He's learning. He's excited to be here. He thinks he's playing with like-minded guys that want to win and want to do the right things. So he's continuing to get acclimated. That's different. Him and Stafford and – those not only him and Stafford, but he and the entire team hasn't had that kind of chemistry. So that's going to continue to take some work to get used to. But I think this football team is in a good place. There's still enough good players on this team to right their wrongs.
We're talking to one of the great receivers of all time, Tori Holt, who's nice enough to join us. Tori, you mentioned you played with a Hall of Fame quarterback in Kurt Warner. You played with a Hall of Fame running back in Marshall Faulk. The other guy on the other side, Isaac Bruce, in there. You've been a six-time semifinalist, six-year semifinalist for the Football Hall of Fame. I think you're going to get in one day eventually, but why aren't you in yet? When you talk to people, what do they tell you? I mean, I've looked at your resume. We read it earlier before you came on. It's not a question of resume. What do they tell you when it comes up why you haven't been invited in yet?
Well, you know, I don't get that detail of answers, but you know, when I look at it, I'm having to wait my turn. I mean, you just named off a list of guys that I played with that were Hall of Fame worthy guys. We all played at the same time. They were older than I was, but I was also playing at the same level, not better
than all of them.
Everybody, yeah.
So.
Oh, did we lose him?
Yeah, I think we lost him.
Ah, that's too bad.
Yeah.
But you could really make a case, Mace, that he's the biggest oversight that's out there right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially when you look at
I don't understand the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame voting anyway. It always seems kind of random. Oh, here he is.
Okay,
he's back.
So we got Tori. We lost you when you were saying that your resume stacked up, if not better than, at least as good as your teammates who are already in. So do you agree with me that it's just a matter of time, or are you starting to let your mind wander that it might not happen?
No, it's just I think, you know, from my production and me going through this process over the last 7-8 years, I've learned that I just got to wait my time. But in the meantime, I'm going to applaud those that have an opportunity to grace the halls until it's my time. And the work's done. I've had a number of Hall of Fame players speak to me in Hall of Fame fashion, have championed for me at times. So at the end of the day, when you get the respect from your peers, guys that you played, that played before you, guys that you played with, and guys that are currently playing, to me, that's the highest of honor that you can get. Obviously, the Hall of Fame would certainly validate the things that I've done on an individual basis as well as a team basis in a league that we all love, and which is the National Football League. So, and I like to feel like I've been a great representation of the league since my association.
You have been, man. You have been, and you will get there. I have no question that you will get there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, last thing for you. A couple of weeks ago, we were all talking about the Rams as Super Bowl contenders. That's before this 3-game losing streak. And everybody, you know, the chips in the middle of the table, Von Miller and OBJ and all that stuff. Can this team still win a Super Bowl?
Yeah. The expectations doesn't change. You know, I think back to when in St. Louis, when we won it all, we went through a slump. We lost 2 in a row, I think, maybe even 3 in a row. But the goal didn't change. You just got to get back to, I think the Rams have to get back to having fun, get back to executing, not turning it over, the simple things, getting off the field on third down, staying on the field at third downs, starting faster. Those are things, and then special teams-wise. They got to be better special teams-wise, whether it's creating turnovers or even scoring points on their special teams. All three phases for the Rams have to have fun and do their job. But the expectations does not change. And you saw that. I saw that today. I've interviewed a couple guys this week, Greg Gaines. I had Wentworth last week. Yep. And these guys say, hey, the locker room is still the same. The expectations are still the same. The vibe, the energy is still the same. We just got to do our – they just have to do their job better.
Well, Tori, we are going to continue to beat the drum. We talked to a lot of writers. We talked to a lot of Hall of Famers for you to get into this Hall of Fame. And hopefully when we have you on this time next year, you're going to be in. And most of all, thank you for coming on, and
thanks,
have a really happy holiday.
Absolutely. Happy holidays, you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. All right. There's Tori Holt. Rams, great wide receiver who will be in the Hall of Fame. I think there's no question he will
be. So, Mace, in consecutive years when the greatest show on turf was going,
yep.
And in each one of these years, he had over 1,100 yards receiving in each one. But here are his receptions. 82, 81, 91, 117, 94, 102, 93, 93. Mm. And in each year, over 1,100, and in most cases, over 1,300. I mean, he's an absolute lock. He's right. He's just got to wait his turn.
All right. Coming up, it's Lie of the Daytime.
Yeah, what did you lie about?
Oh, God, it's so obvious to me.
Okay.
It is so obvious to me the lie that I told. Michael, you were here when I told it.
It got to be.
No, don't say it.
Don't all guess. Right.
If you think you know the lie of the day, 877-710-ESPN, you win a coveted Vote for Jorge t-shirt.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Don't whoop-dee-doo that.
If it was something to do with Laura, it'd be cooler.
Don't get your whoop-dee-doo out.
How about a
guys.
Who killed Maite? You turned Maite down.
Laura, you put the Mutombo on a two-year-old?
That's right.
I'm anti-Laura. I could do that.
Politics is a dirty business.
Put that back up. Wow. Put that back up.
Politics is a dirty
business.
Put it
back up.
Hey, guys.
That's right.
Wow. You got to play dirty in this business, Laura.
Just for that, everyone, vote for Jorge. Vote for Jorge.
Is 3 years old.
That is cold.
I was there when she was born.
Dropping the hammer on the infant.
Michael, you should change your voice. You should change your vote now.
Kissing babies don't work no more.
Oh, well, yeah. Trust me. She ain't kissing.
Laura just put a piece of tape over the baby's mouth.
Hey, guys. Vote for Jorge.
There you go.
I wore the shirt, too.
I saw that. Yeah, that was very nice of you.
All right. So 877-710-ESPN. If you think you know the lie of the day, vote for Jorge t-shirt plus a 4-pack of tickets to Ski Dazzle Ski and Snowboard Show at the L.A. Convention Center. And the pride of knowing you were able to identify me, the liar. Based in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Wait a minute.
I'm Sliwa.
All right, honest question.
Are you hoping for a great Christmas?
Isn't Sliwa Jewish?
No.
He's not?
No, he's Persian or something.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. Well, Michael, you could be, well, maybe not. Yeah. I was going to say you could be both, but that'd be unlikely.
I don't believe so.
No, he's not Jewish.
Okay.
No.
But yeah, but I mean, talk about a great Christmas.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Hey, Mace, before we do Lie of the Day, can I read a tweet?
Yeah, please.
All right, this is from one of our listeners, Rusty. 11870.
What's up, Rusty?
He writes to Laura.
Oh,
Laura.
I was going to vote for you, but after you did that to a 2-year-old, I'm now voting for Jorge.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rusty. I think many people will
you
have
went
the
negative.
Same reaction.
No, don't go negative.
Okay.
And you, Laura, you broke another political rule.
What's that?
You involved the kids.
Yeah.
You never involved the wives and the kids.
Wait a minute, Jorge involved his kid.
Yeah, but in a good way.
In a good way. In a good way.
Well, if you put your kids out there, they have a.
You're really going to argue that we should be ripping a 2-year-old?
You can vote for Jorge at 710awards.net.
Yes, vote for him once, and you can vote for me 4 times.
All right.
You know who's going to continue doing that? Santa Slee is going to vote for Jorge now, too.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. I'm
Santa
Slee.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
I think Slee got my back, sorry.
I like Santa Slee.
All right.
I like Michael Slee.
Let's do, he spends more time with him than anybody. Let's do Lie of the Day. So I have told a lie today. To me, it's obvious.
I think I figured it out.
Total cockamamie story, I tell
you. Yeah, I think I figured it out.
Ireland, do you have the calls?
I don't have them.
Yeah, I can get them.
Okay.
Let's first go. Michael, pick a number between 1 and 8. Or 0 and 9, actually.
Let's go with number 8, Kobe's number.
Jay in Torrance. Hey, Jay, you think you know what the lie is?
I think so.
What is it?
I think he would not get a tattoo on his face for $5 million. It would take more than that.
No, I'm sorry. For $5 million, I would absolutely do it. $5 million is a lot of money. That's a lot of walking around money. Jay, sorry. That's not right.
Okay, so thank you, Jay. We lost one of the calls. Michael, between 0 and 7.
Let's go with the greatest shooter in Laker history. Number 4, Byron Scott.
That would be Seth in Murrieta. Hey, Seth, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much. You know, I've only been listening for about 20 minutes or so today, so we'll see how I do. I think the lie of the day is this. Mason is going to Vegas and seeing Thunder Down Under.
Okay. Well, you've confused a few stories. First of all, I am going to Vegas, but Michael is the one that wants to see Thunder Down Under.
Yeah, not Mason. Michael is the one who expressed it. But good guess, so, Seth. Yeah. Thank you for trying.
By the way, you need to have listened for longer than that. Let's do one more, and then we'll give a clue.
Okay. Michael, 1, 2, 3, 5, or 6?
Let's go with Derek Fisher's number, 2.
Gerardo in Highland Park. Hey, Gerardo, what do you think the lie was?
I think the lie was that Juan met the guy from the Love Actually play.
That you ran into Neil. Is the Neil Everett thing the lie?
No, he run into Neil Everett and his wife at the vet yesterday.
Right. Now, no one is. Thank you for trying, okay. Gerardo. Now, no one has guessed what I think it is. Give your hint.
Okay, the clue is it happened in New York.
All right, I'm no my.
You
my,
really don't remember this?
Okay, so you know what my guess was.
What?
Well, I won't say it in case this was it, but I don't think the story that you told happened in New York. Okay, let's go to Ben in Northridge. Hey, Ben, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys? So Mason's hint just threw me off, so now I'm worried about it. But I was gonna say. Dang it. Now, I was going to say that the burp story was a lie, but now I don't think that's right.
No, the burp story is real. Ireland did burp.
Okay.
Think it was you, mate.
Take one more, and then we'll just...
Okay, Mike in Altadena. Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys. Hi.
What do you think the lie is?
I think the lie is Mason fired his maid.
That's what I thought. Now, that's the one I thought, Mace, that the $20 story... Leave it on the counter was made up. Did we got it?
Nice work. Yeah, there was no maid housekeeper named Luce that stole $20.
Yeah.
The whole thing was completely made up.
But way to go, Mike. All right, hang on, and we'll get your winnings. But, Mace, I don't remember you tying New York to that story.
It was in my apartment in New York.
That's right.
My apartment in New York. By the way, Mike wins a 4-pack of tickets to the Ski Dazzle Ski and Snowboard Show and Sale at the L.A. Convention Center. More info at skidazzle.com. And a much-coveted Vote for Jorge t-shirt. So it's Friday. Michael's hanging around today, which is always exciting.
And Michael's game today.
Game of the game today.
All right. So, Mike, you want to give us a hint or
it's
no?
About the city you live in. What do you guys know about Los Angeles?
Do we know about L.A.?
Yes, you should know something.
That is coming up next for you. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And Game of Games is brought to you by the Culture Pop Podcast. Check it out on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You will find it to be indispensable. All right, it is Michael Thompson's game today. And Michael's games are always good. Today, me, Ireland, Bergman, and Laura has a chance to score. Michael, describe the game.
Today's game of...
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
I got it in.
Today's Game of Games is about the city we work in. You got to know about L.A. if you want to win. This should be an easy game to play because, like the song says, we all love L.A.
Okay.
L.A. has a rich history, but you guys are so clueless to y'all it remains a mystery. So let's find out who knows about our city, and let's find out whose knowledge about L.A. is pretty sh...
Jeez.
One of the words you can't
say. That kind of day.
Buzz in... On some of them, or all of if you know you're there. Okay, number one.
Okay.
Number one. True or false, Los Angeles, the city, was first called the town of Our Lady, Queen of the Angels.
Laura. By
the, Laura. True or false?
True. True.
We all get to guess this, yes. Right?
True, says Laura. Greg.
True.
Ireland.
I think that's true.
Yeah, and I also think that's true.
False.
Oh!
The town of Our Lady, what? Queen of the Angels, on the Portcintula River, not by the sea.
Oh, okay.
The Hollywood sign was changed to the Hollywood
Ireland.
Sign. Oh, Ireland.
Hollywood Land.
Yes. Was changed to Hollywood
Wow.
Land.
Wow.
Anticipated.
In 1978, this Playboy financed...
Mason.
Mason.
Hugh Hefner.
Yes.
I don't know when we're supposed to buzz in. And
I know,
not.
Me neither.
Tell us if it's a buzz
in or ever. True or false? Oscar winners have to sign an agreement to sell their trophies back to the Academy if they want to sell it. True or false? Oscar winners have to sign an agreement to sell it back to the Academy.
Okay. Bergman?
True.
Laura?
Laura?
False.
Mason? True.
I think that's got to be true.
That is true. Mm. That's okay, right.
Points for Ireland, Mason, and Bergman.
In 1930, which industry was instrumental in building Los Angeles?
Mason.
Mason.
The aerospace industry.
No.
Laura. Railroad?
Nope. Something we use every day. The 3, 2, 1, the oil industry.
The oil
industry.
Oil
was discovered in 1893.
Okay.
I'm not good at this game.
In 1926, the speed of this was first measured in what? In L.A., what is it? The speed of this.
Mason.
Mason.
Light.
Yes.
How about that? Mace ties it up.
L.A. is one of only two mega cities in the world that have wild cats, big cats, mountain lions, living within its city limits. The other city is in India. What city is it?
Mason.
Ireland.
Mason.
It is...
Three, two, one.
Ireland.
Ireland. Bombay.
No. Three. Two,
I don't know there
one.
Any Indian
Mumbai.
Cities.
Mumbai.
Mumbai. That's the one I was trying to think of, too.
No, Laura's bouncing around like she knew.
I actually was going to say that, but I was like, I'm going to look stupid if I don't.
Closest to the number. Who can get it? The average driver in L.A. spends how many days in traffic per year? Closest to the number. You all can
closest
guess.
Closest to the number. You can all guess.
Days per year?
Days per year.
In traffic.
Bergman?
Bergman?
201.
201.
201. Okay. Ireland?
I'll go 100.
100?
Laura, how many days in
101.
Traffic? And Mace?
One.
Mace wins. It's 5 days.
Yes.
119 hours. Jeez, guys.
201 days.
I'm in traffic a lot.
But
201 days worth
I'm in
of traffic.
I confused
days with hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Closest to the number, how many stars are on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Greg.
Wow. There's
closest to the number.
173.
173. Laura.
200.
200 is Laura. Ireland.
I think they're way low. I think it's more like 2,000.
2,000. And Mace.
I will go 2,001.
Mace wins. 2001 is 2,708. 2,708
wow.
stars.
Yes.
You benefited by going last.
Yes.
Then.
People spent a lot of money.
Yeah. Combined, true. Between the Lakers, Kings, and Dodgers, how many championships have these teams won in L.A.? How many championships have these teams won in L.A. combined? Between the Kings, Dodgers, and Lakers.
Is this Greg. Everybody gets a guess?
Everybody can guess. So
Greg.
Greg.
Let's go with 23.
What do you say, Laura?
19.
And Mace?
I'm going to go 24.
And Ireland?
What's the lowest guess 19. So far, Mike?
19.
I'll go, and we can go over, right?
Yeah.
I'll go 18.
19 wins. 20 championships. 12 L.A., 12 Lakers.
I did.
Two to the Kings, 6 for the Dodgers here in L.A.
So who won that?
Wait.
Laura did.
Okay.
So I got Mason 4, Ireland 16. 2, and 1 each for Greg.
I'll give you guys the number. The Dodgers have 10 retired numbers. Who can name them? Who can name them?
Ireland.
All right. Number 1.
Mason can't.
Nope. Pee Wee Reese.
Yes. Number 2.
Tommy Lasorda.
Number 4.
Duke Snyder.
Number 19.
Jim Gilliam.
Number 20.
Don Sutton.
24.
Walter Alston.
32.
Sandy Koufax.
39.
Roy Campanella.
42.
Jackie Robinson.
53.
Don Drysdale.
Boy, this man is good.
I could not tell you a single number
what?
Of any player
not even
anywhere.
Jackie Robinson?
These are all
42.
On the wall.
I do know 42.
Not even Koufax?
Did I get them all, Michael?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Nice job, John. Three. I would have gotten Gilliam wrong.
Gilliam is the only guy that was retired who's not in the Hall of
Fame. So how many points does Ireland get for that?
Just one.
Okay. All right. Got it.
What is a clipper?
Ireland.
Greg. Ireland.
It's a ship.
Yes.
Yeah. What, Ireland 4.
What is a Dodger?
Mason. It's somebody who won't go into the draft.
No. Ireland.
Greg.
Ireland. It is a trolley dodger who used to jump back and forth between the trolleys.
Ireland and Mason, 5-5.
In what animal family is a ram in?
Mason. It is a mammal.
No.
Greg.
Greg.
Goat.
Yes, exactly.
Bergman, it's a goat.
Hey, Mason, yeah. I only have you with 4.
I have me with 5 and you with 5.
What is a Bruin?
Greg.
Ireland.
Greg. It's a baby bear.
What kind of bear? Be specific.
Oh, it's a brown bear.
Yes, very good.
Oh.
Bergman, do you have 3 now, Greg?
Yeah, Greg's got 3.
3 or 4, yeah. Okay.
What is a Laker?
Ireland.
Ireland? Mm.
It is the ship that used to transport on the lakes.
Very good.
Ireland
right.
takes the lead.
Cargo ship of the lakes. In October 1969, something we use every day was started or invented here in L.A. What is it?
1969.
Yes, it was started and invented here in L.A. What is it? We use it every day.
I
3... Two,
I don't know.
One,
no
the
idea.
Internet.
Oh.
Oh, really? In 1969?
Thanks, Al Gore.
Yeah.
Right.
Al Gore invented the internet.
I thought Al Gore invented it. Yeah.
He also invented pants.
Beverly, yeah. Beverly Hills was once a ranch to grow a certain type of bean.
Mason.
What kind
honey
of
bee?
Nope. What kind of bean was it?
Oh, bean.
He said honey bee.
It was a bean ranch. What kind of bean did they use to
Greg.
Grow?
Greg.
Pinto.
Nope.
Just randomly throwing out bean names.
I don't.
One
even,
more bean, Ireland.
I don't even. I
lima
can't
beans.
Even,
oh, it is lima bean. Wow.
Lima bean.
Super underrated, by the way.
Yep.
Good. Never had a lima bean.
Looney Tunes voice actor.
Ireland.
Greg.
Ireland.
Oh, I was going to say Mel Blanc.
That's what I was
Mel Blanc was known for saying the three words that are on his.
Mason.
Greg.
Mason.
Greg.
Oh, come on.
Mason.
That's all, folks.
That's right.
All right, 6-6, Mike. This is the one
this
that
is
will
the
determine.
One. You guys right. are out. We're
Ireland,
out.
It's a right. showdown between Mason
showdown.
And Ireland.
All right. Oh, geez. Okay, I was going to give you this one. Okay, Ireland, you know this, but I want to see if Mason.
No,
knows
don't choose just, one that he knows.
Don't
this
choose
is
one that
everything.
You know. I know. This is for the whole game.
This all is right. for the whole game.
Pick the most one that's the most objective.
Okay.
Need one, Mike. We only got 30 seconds.
Yeah, we got 30
Just
seconds.
Just view the one you were going to do. Go do anything you want.
Okay, yeah. In 1996, this CBS sitcom star bought 2,600 seats at an Angels game. Why?
Ireland.
Ireland.
It's Charlie Sheen.
Yes. So he can have the whole section by himself to catch a home run.
A Cecil Fielder home run, and I was doing Man in the Stands back then, and I asked to interview him, and he said no.
Ireland, with the win, he leaves the month of December.
Let me ask, I want to ask Greg and Ireland and Mason this one.
Yes.
Dodger Stadium, right? You've all been there.
Yes, of course. Yep.
Dodger Stadium's parking lot is unique. Why?
It Great. Sucks.
I was going to say that.
Because that jerk owns
it's the
it.
The worst, nope. yeah. Frank McCord
what
owns it.
What makes Dodger Stadium unique?
It's leveled. It's got leveled? Different levels.
So you could go into every section of the stadium. The parking lot is
Oh, it's true, yeah.
Level. You guys never noticed that?
No, but the parking lot sucks.
Yeah, the answer, Michael, should be it takes longer to get out of than any parking lot in the
true.
World.
Good luck getting out of there.
Hour
right.
or more.
Not if you leave in the seventh inning like I used to.
I believe that is it for us. Is it over? Is the show over?
Yes.
It is. Mondays.
Me and my family are going to enjoy the weekend.
And like Santa Slee says, Merry Christmas, everybody.